put the PU back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner with the men and women that put the PU back into computers. It's Ken Colburn and Michael Valdivia this week as Brandon Disney is on assignment.
Again?
Well, actually, he's moving one of our stores and moving his brother down to Tucson. So it's a moving day.
Very cool.
He's having a very moving day. And we're hoping that you'll have a very moving day here by joining us for the next couple of hours as we talk about computers and technology and stuff that makes you go, yah!
Frustrations.
And maybe dole out some tips and some tricks and some ideas that may help you better operate your computers and technology. Of course, you can reach us anytime during the next 2 hours at 602-277-5827. If you are digitally inclined, you may join us online at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and you'll see all of today's offerings. We usually try to bring a theme in tow. We're talking about a continuation. I guess last week we had that extravagant half an hour show.
Yes, we did.
Michael, I guess you and Chris, and I still have not gotten to hear the show. So
yes.
Give me that tape when we leave.
Oh, I actually have it, so yeah.
So they wanted to try to talk about how technology may or may not be a time saver, and of course there was no time to talk about time. So.
No, yeah.
So we decided we'll kind of stretch that on here, and then of course intermingle your emails, your phone questions, so on and so forth throughout the show. When you go to our website at datadoctors.com and you click on the radio show section, you will see to the right, you'll see ask a question, make a suggestion. So feel free to start piling those in. We've got a bunch of emails in here already, and we're going to get through as many as we can today, the ones that we feel like you, the listener, can benefit from if you happen to hear somebody else's tragedy.
Yeah.
Learn from others' pain, right? Isn't that our whole, you know, users helping users kind
yes.
of theme?
Yes, there's lots out there, too.
So that's how it works. Of course, if you're having a problem with spam or spyware or hijacking or viruses or just about anything, how do I protect my kids from that nasty stuff that's on the Internet?
Porn.
That's just the beginning now. I mean, it's just insane what's going on out there. Fortunately, there are tools and there are ways for you to fight that, and there are techniques that you can use to fight that, like, And we say this all the time, but it's amazing how many people haven't heard this yet. Don't reply to any spam. When they say, we'll take you off the list if you don't want us to send you anything, folks, it's a ploy. All they're trying to do is get you to verify your address. And then once you do it one time, you're all done. You're done.
They're tricking you.
They verified your address. They're going to sell it to millions of other people, spammers. I get probably 8 or 10 messages a week offering to sell me 10 million validated email addresses for $300 so that I can start spamming myself.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Don't join in on it.
No, no, no.
It's evil.
Of course, later on in the show, we'll have our Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, and some Did You Know stuff, some cool stuff about the beginning of the actual whole computer thing. It's probably a lot earlier than you thought.
Yes.
And Michael's got a great tip on how to save time when you're browsing the net. So hopefully somewhere in there you'll get something that you can take with you. And if you do miss any or all of this show, of course you wouldn't know to do that because you'd be listening now. But just know that in the future if you miss a show, oftentimes we record, whenever possible, we record these shows and post them as audio streaming files that you can listen to at your leisure or listen to over again if you said, well, wait a minute, what did he say?
Or if you're at work and you don't have a radio, you can listen to us online.
Right, absolutely. We're broadcasting live. In fact, we've got people from all over the world that email in from time to time, let us know. Scotland.
Australia.
Australia. New Zealand.
Canada.
Canada. Texas.
Yeah, basically its own little country.
It is. So that is the premise for our show. Feel free to call at any time. We just kind of talk about our theme, but let's just
do it all.
Come on in there. By the way, coming up in the next couple of weeks, the annual Earth Day celebration that is an event for the Arizona Strut program, which is Students Recycling Used Technology. We're going to participate in that. I believe it's on the 24th.
Yes.
Whenever Earth Day is of April. Mm-hmm. We're going to be setting up shop, I believe, down at the Phoenix Zoo. We're going to be broadcasting from there and inviting you to bring your technology down to donate, whether it's a cell phone, an old gaming console, a television, a computer, a printer, a scanner, mm-hmm. whatever it is. That stuff that's been sitting in your closet forever. donate that thing, get the tax write-off, and maybe somebody that's not able to actually afford a computer will benefit from your kind donation. So we'll keep you posted on that. One of the most common questions we get, what do I do with my old computer?
Yep.
And, of course, during that show, we'll give you, or prior to that show, we'll give you the tools that you need to delete securely all of the stuff that's on your computer before you take it in for donation. However, if you don't have the wherewithal or the time, you can donate to Strut, and they do also do a very nice job of cleaning off all that data before they turn it into a donatable device. Doesn't matter how old it is. If it can't be used by Strut, it will be properly recycled. We don't want that junk in the landfills out there.
Who knows? So. It may be so old, we'll put it in a museum.
Yeah. Well, we've seen lots and lots of museums out there. Some of them are our clients, right?
Yes, exactly. Oh, this isn't that
from
old.
Back in the day. So, all right. So this time thing that you decided to use as a theme.
Yes.
Give me your spin on this thing. What's the deal with technology and time?
Well, I mean, technology basically was invented to save time.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, well, I shouldn't say was it invented to save time, but we found this technology, and then we said, oh, you know what? This will save us time, so let's go ahead and further it, expand on it.
See, I thought it was always about technology was all about just being cool.
No.
It didn't have any bearing on
it. Save time and money. Money is a big thing.
Oh, wait a minute. You didn't used to have to spend $1,200 on a computer.
This is true.
How is that saving you money?
But now you can actually spend $700 on a computer.
Well, yeah, but you didn't have to do that before either. I could buy a $399 calculator.
But
I'm all good.
Then you had to pay an accountant to do this, someone else to take care of this, someone else to do this. Now you can take care of everything with this little computer.
Really?
Yes. Or cell phones.
Really?
Oh, I'm driving down the street. I need to get a hold of someone. Oh, I got to get out, get on a payphone. Oh, I don't have enough change.
Okay, but I'm going to fight you on this one. Cell phones don't save time.
They do.
No, they cost time.
It could go either way.
And anybody, anywhere can get a hold of you at the most inopportune time.
But think about, you're waiting for that call. You're at the ball game and you're waiting.
Oh, yeah, that's when I want to get a call.
But you're getting you're waiting for an important call. You can go to the ball game and get that call instead of sitting at home waiting by the phone.
Obviously, depending upon how the technology is used,
exactly,
we can determine. Well, obviously, as you call in, I'd love to hear your spin on. Yes.
And there's many items out there that say they'll save you time, but really just want your money, and then they waste time. So call in with those as well.
Well, anything that you have to actually read an owner's manual extensively before you can use it, I'm not sure it's going to save
you
time.
Well, no, because you and I are a little bit more technically skilled.
Yeah.
I mean, my sister has to read a manual for just about anything that has an electronic component involved.
And she never actually reads the whole thing.
No, and then she calls me and says,
exactly.
How is this supposed to work? And I say, did you read the manual? Well, no, who has time for that? Oh, I forgot I'm your personal manual.
Virtual manual.
Yes.
Don't forget, we've got open phone lines, 602-277-5827. Any kind of computer question you may have, feel free to call in, and we'll see if we can address that for you as well, and see if you can give us your 2 cents on the whole. Tell us which technologies you feel like are the ones that are saving you time, or the ones that you think you should warn others about. Don't do this. Don't spend the money and the time to read the manual just to find out, you know what, I don't want this.
Yeah,
this is not a time saver.
It's a problem.
Email. I remember when email was really cool and efficient.
Yeah. Well, now with all the spam, it actually wastes more time. I spend more time making sure spam's out of my email box than getting real email.
Ah, but that's where the spam filters come in.
They can only do so much.
Yeah.
Those people are tricky with that spam.
They are, but the spam filters continue. It's the same battle we had between viruses, the people that write viruses, and the antivirus companies.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, as soon as the folks come up with a new virus, they come up with a fix for it. And so then the guys that write the viruses look to see what the fixes are to see how they can get around it. And
it's just on and on.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Keeps them in business.
Fortunately, many, many of the tools that you can use to fight spam are free. And several of them are posted at our website. If you go to datadoctors.com, you'll see on the upper left side, you'll see a yellow ribbon that says Data Doctors Approved. These are programs that we use ourselves, have tested, and recommend for you. Most of them are free or low cost. So check that out for anything, spam, spyware, what have you. We've got quite a few resources up there. Check that out. All right, when we come back, we're going to take some phone calls. It's the Computer Corner, Ken Colburn and Michael Valdivia substituting for the very moving Brandon Disney. We'll be back right after this.
Mornings really, they set the tone for the day. You don't only have to feed your body, you got to feed your mind to get the whole thing started.
Arizona's Morning News with Jim.